Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Good morning, I'm Prospector. I was up at my brother's house, helping him with a little home project and hanging out with his kids. They're watching a lot of nursery rhymes right now. Fine. My brother, for some reason, I don't know why, but he found this weird thing. It's called the Apu series of nursery rhymes, and it's like a European reading nursery rhymes, but they're reading them in English. There's a little slight pronunciation things here or there. But what it caught me was just some nursery rhymes are ridiculously stupid and full of bad advice. Like, here's an example.
Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mommy called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
All right. Mommy calls the doctor, and the doctor says, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. That's good advice, but maybe you want to bring the kid in and take a look and see if there's a little baby monkey with a concussion. That's what I'm saying. But no, jump on the bed. Just tell him no more monkeys jumping on the bed. And then it continues.
Four little monkeys
jumping on the bed. They're still jumping on the bed.
One fell off.
You'd think the mother would come in and start going, hey, told you to get off the damn bed. What's the matter with you monkeys? This is the problem. I mean, all right, at least it's better than five little monkeys light the bed on fire. That would be worse, but it's not much. And then another one I thought, showing great neglect, five little ducklings. Did you ever hear five little ducks? Check this out.
Five little ducks went out one day over the hill and...
All right, first of all, there's that European pronunciation thing. Five little ducks went out one day. All right, the duck!
Far away, mother duck said quack, 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 quack. But only four little ducks came back.
Next.
Four little ducks went out one day.
She lets the four ducks go out the next day. She doesn't spend that day looking for the ducks. She doesn't go check in and see where did that first duck go? Why didn't he come back? No, she's just, and now three come back. You see what happens? It's like this law of diminishing returns thing where eventually no ducks come. No ducks, and then this happens.
Sad mother duck went out one day over the hill.
Actually got off her backside and went looking for her missing children. They're around. Now, the funny thing is, this used to be the last verse. Daddy duck went out and says quack, 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 and the five little ducks came running back. But I guess they had to change it. Is it misogynistic to say the mother duck isn't as loud as the daddy duck? They're both neglectful parents for not going after their ducklings on day one. One duck goes missing. Go find the other duck. Don't mess around and wait. Well, we'll wait till all the children are missing, and then we'll figure it out.
Hi, I'm Prospector's wife, Tara. Here's a little taste of my world. It's time for Prospector's Picky Pet Peeves on Rock 107.
All right, this is going to go all over the place, but stay with me. We're spending more times in drive-thrus than ever before, and sometimes that flies, but other times it drags. And one thing that always makes me want to ram the driver in front of me, and that's people who leave too much space in front of them at the drive-thru. Yeah, like you don't need two car lengths, or even one car length. Or even half a car length. I mean, you're traveling a mile per hour. You don't need that much room, and it makes the line seem longer. In fact, it makes the line actually longer. It pushes people farther away from the box they order from, thereby slowing everybody down.
Seriously?
I just saw a commercial for 3D Doritos the other day. Did I miss something? Were Doritos somehow breaking the laws of physics for decades? Not to be too picky, but thin as they are, Doritos have always been three-dimensional. Even the tip of the sharpest blade of any razor you can find is very much 3D.
All right.
And this falls under really, really, really picky, but it infuriates me, so you're going to hear about it. You're watching a show on regular TV, broadcast TV, or cable, and they start by saying, presented with limited commercial interruptions. And I get where they're going, but there are always limited commercials. In fact, even if the entire hour was commercials, that's still a limit. 60 minutes, an hour of commercials is still limited, okay? Unless there's some sort of ongoing infinite loop of commercials that goes on forever, commercials are always limited, as is the program and our time here on Earth.
Nobody cares. You think that was bad? Try living with him. Love you, honey. Mean it.
Breaking the news that's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
A Colorado representative left a loaded gun in the bathroom of the state capitol. I can't judge. I've left a few bombs in the men's room down the hall. Bill Belichick turned 72 today. His family is throwing a party for him, but they're worried it'll only be a success if Tom Brady is there. Salma Hayek posted a photo with the majestic owl posed on her head. And yes, that means her photo featured three breathtaking Hooters.
Prospector ruins everything, even the news. Tune in tomorrow for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107. He's quirky and cranky, and that makes for a lot of awkward interactions.
What a jerk!
Help Prospector learn from his mistakes. It's time for Am I a Jerk on Rock 107.
So the other day, I take my wife. She's got to get some lab work done. Between the two of us, we've ended up at this lab a couple times a year. You know, we're getting older, all that, so we're going a little more often. To get parking, you got to park in a garage, and then on the way out, you validate it. To get that parking validated, you got to go to a different window. So we get there, and no one's there. It's a ghost town. And I'm like, I'm not waiting. I know where the stamp is. So I immediately reach over, grab the stamp, stamp my ticket. As I'm putting the stamp back, a woman comes around the corner into the office, and she starts barking at me. Hey, what are you doing? You can't be reaching over like that. What's the matter with you? Am I a jerk? What do you think? Jesse says, you know, it's kind of jerkish. You got to give her at least a few minutes to get back to the desk. Karen, no, I would have done the same thing. So Karen's with me. Jesse, not so much. What do you think? Rock 107.
Yeah, I would say not a jerk. She was supposed to be there. If you're not there, have someone cover your spot.
Rock 107.
Hey, you're not a jerk.
Yeah, you're okay with that. I reach over the counter, grab the stamper, don't even wait a second, it's all good, huh?
No, you didn't steal it, you just used it.
That's true, I didn't steal the stamper, although now I feel like I kind of should have walked away with it. That way she wouldn't have seen me reaching back in. Don says, hell no, she should have been there or had somebody covering in her absence. Ann says, yeah, you can't wait a minute or two, you immediately have to reach over and grab something off the desk. I'm sure there are some HIPAA laws you violated there, you jerk. Am I a jerk?
Prospector, my friend, you are a jerk.
Okay, how come?
Okay, you've ranted before about people being in your studio when you weren't there. So you've kind of got a double standard going here. You violated the sanctity of someone else's workplace, but you get upset when someone does it to you.
I didn't think of it that way, but that makes sense. If someone came into the studio and started messing things up, I'd be a little bit upset.
Yes, but you would not be a jerk for being upset because they were in your workspace.
See, and I see where you're going with that, and it's making me rethink my position on all of this. Tom says, talk about a pain in the backside. You can't wait a second. I got to say, you're a jerk this time. And Frank's saying, yeah, I would have done the same thing. I don't think you're a jerk. Open mic checking in on the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons. What do you think, Rock 107?
Hey, Prospector. It's quarter past the hour here in Brisbane. Nah, it's 8:15 p.m. Not a jerk. You just provide entertainment and laughter for us at night here. After a few beers, after a long day at work, it's brilliant going to bed with Prospector. Keep it up.
All right, so from Brisbane, Australia, I am not a jerk. In the question today of am I a jerk for reaching over when nobody was at the window, grabbing the stamp, validating my own parking ticket, instead of waiting, by a slight margin, I am not a jerk.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
A drug-sniffing dog in Taiwan named Roger got fired a few years ago because he was too friendly, but he found a new gig as a search and rescue dog, and he's really good at it. He's been part of seven big search and rescue missions in the past 4 years, including one for the survivors of the big 7.4 earthquake that hit Taiwan this month. He's eight now, so he's getting close to retirement. They plan to let him relax and live out the rest of his days in comfort once he turns nine.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
Every day I scour the World Wide Web looking for funny or interesting videos to put on our websites and clips to play for you on the show. When I find one that stands out above the rest, I declare it to be the winner of the internet. And today I have found just such a video. A mom posted a video on Instagram after her young daughter thought she knew how to pronounce the word quesadilla because her baby brother loves them. Check it out.
What's that called that you're eating?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
Nathan always has quesadilla, so I'm having.
What do you call it?
Quesadilla.
A quesadilla.
Adorable. You can see the video by going to rock107.com and clicking the winner of the internet, or facebook.com/angryprospector. There it is, your winner of the internet for this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds.
Nominee number one.
High school kids have been pulling dumb stunts forever. The key is not to be charged with the crime. A 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York was arrested for a stunt he pulled last month. He sent a fax, posing as the principal, announcing he was resigning. He was caught after police realized he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax, so he was discovered because he didn't know exactly how faxes work. He created fake school email accounts and used them to send the fax. He also used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble and get information that was private about yet another student. Both of those efforts were unsuccessful. He was charged with two counts of criminal impersonation.
Nominee number two.
Always ensure you have enough gas in the tank to get where you're going, especially if that involves getting away from cops. A man on a motorcycle taunted cops by doing wheelies and donuts around a police cruiser. The motorcyclist is 26-year-old Abdel Taraba from Dearborn, Michigan. According to Michigan State Police, he did the wheelies and donuts around the vehicle, then fled the scene. The troopers didn't chase him, but a helicopter for the police was able to monitor him from above. Video recording from that helicopter shows the motorcyclist continuing to do stunts as he flees police. Approximately 20 minutes later, officers closed in as the motorcycle slowed down and eventually stopped as it ran out of gas. At that time, Taraba surrendered to the police.
And the winner is...
the motorcyclist who did donuts around a cop car and then took off, but ran out of gas and was apprehended. You're the Yam Bag of the Day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all the nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts Podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.